We're going to hear next from a woman named Kate Hooks. Kate Hooks moved here to Baltimore. Look at that. Her reputation precedes her. Kate moved here to Baltimore in the year 2000 to work as a teacher, and she says she still has not managed to leave. She's a ninth grade history teacher at Poly, and at one point she says she was an aspiring writer as well. She actually did write a book, and then after covering her entire refrigerator with rejection letters, she decided to give up on that pursuit. At any rate, please welcome from Ithaca High School, class of 96, the no longer aspiring writer, Kate Hooks.
So, being a teacher and no longer as much of an aspiring writer, I am the only teacher in a wheelchair, and I think I get to see a very unique perspective on high schoolers that most other teachers don't. And sometimes that happens in the classroom, sometimes it happens in the parking lot, and every once in a while, it happens in the bathroom. And this is one of those stories. So, I was spending my 47-minute planning period diligently recording grades when one of my old students walked by my room. Her name's Jasmine. So she peeks her head in and she says, "Hey, can I come in and do some homework? I won't bother you." So sure, no problem. So she comes in, she's doing her homework, listening to her iPod. I'm recording my grades. Once again, the 47 minutes goes by in like 13 seconds and the 10-minute bell rings. So I think, okay, I should probably go to the bathroom for my next class. That'd be the smart thing to do. So I turn to head out the door, and just on a whim, I say, "Hey, Jasmine, if I'm not back in 10 minutes when the bell rings, come look for me in the bathroom, because that means something bad has happened." And she's like, "Okay, no worries." So I head out the door, and I'm like, halfway down the hall, I'm like, what on earth is Jasmine gonna do if I'm stuck in the bathroom? Even though Jasmine did throw a shot put, she's a little bit bigger than me. So, but I was like, well, nothing's gonna happen. So I rolled to the bathroom, and it's, you know, you might think that public high schools have accessible bathrooms, not so much. So it's a very careful maneuvering procedure that I have to go through. You gotta grab kind of the sides of the stall. They're kind of like metal, rickety. Pull myself up. I gotta sort of shuffle in like two steps, turn around, sit on the toilet, and pray that everything goes all right. And it did. Sort of, at first. The problem was when I went to get up. So I've gotta put a lot of thought into it. I gotta put my right arm over the toilet paper holder, and there's a little bar on the left, and I gotta kinda say, "I can do this, I will do this," and push up as hard as I can. So I do this on this particular day, and nothing happens, like nothing. So I'm like, all right. And I'm gonna act right now like I was totally rational about this. Not rational at all. I started panicking immediately. So I try like three more times, and then the fourth time I get really close, but the back of my skirt falls into the toilet. When I fell back down, so now I got a wet skirt. I still can't get off the toilet. And I make the crucial error, and I look at my watch. And the period was gonna end in like a minute. So I'm like, I gotta get off the toilet, I gotta get back in the wheelchair, wash my hands, get back to class. Before the 28, 14, and 15-year-olds wreak havoc on my classroom. So I try one more time. Epic fail. I'm stuck on the toilet. And then I start crying. And once I start crying, you know, I mean, some people just have that, like, moderate amount of emotion. I don't have that. So as soon as I start crying, I just go, like, ballistic meltdown mode. And I'm, like, sobbing. And I'm thinking of, you know, all the worst-case scenarios that could be happening in my classroom, and I'm probably going to be stuck in the toilet forever, and I'm going to die here, and no one will ever come to the bathroom again and find me. It's going to be a mess. So I was really nervous. The bell rings. I sit there, continue to cry, sobbing at this point. Jasmine comes in to the bathroom, thank God. "Ms. Hooks, are you okay?" in my mind, I said, no, can you go get Mr. Marinelli for help? But in reality, I think I said, I'm Jasmine, go get Mr. Marinelli to watch my class. And she's like, okay, I'll be right back. So she takes off, she leaves, comes back about a minute later and says, I couldn't find Mr. Marinelli, but there's that skinny kid with a heart condition in your class. He said he would take care of everything. So now I'm crying even harder because I'm like, oh my God, that kid can't take care of anything. So Jasmine says, all right, what do you need me to do? I'm afraid of public bathrooms. And I'm like, well, I need you obviously to come in here. And thankfully, you know, I'm wearing a skirt, and even though it's wet, I can sort of like, you know, maintain a little bit of modesty. So I pull the skirt down, and I, you know, open the stall door, and she helped me get up, get back in the wheelchair, wash my hands, head back down the hall to class. So she's pushing me down the hall, and we're like 4 feet from my room, and she stops the wheelchair abruptly. And I'm like, Jasmine, you know, we gotta go. It's been like 5 minutes. That kid can't watch my class. I gotta go get the class. She looks at me and she goes, you ain't going back into class like that. And I'm like, what? And she's like, with all due respect, Miss Oaks, you look like you got bitch slapped in the face. So I'm like, what are you talking about? But that actually did make me laugh. And I realized I kind of looked like Kiss. Because I had, you know, eye makeup smeared all over my face. My face is all red. So I'm like going like this, and I'm going like this, and I think I look normal. And I'm like, Jasmine, can I go now? And she's like, yeah, that's a little better. So I drop her off at her class. I go into my classroom. And as soon as I roll in, there's just this audible silence that just pervades the class. And these kids are never silent. So they take one look at me, and they're like, something is messed up with her. I just go straight to my computer, I turn it on, I focus the LCD projector, I say, pop quiz. I throw the quiz up on the board, all the kids are like silent, they're all following directions, it was amazing. One of the best teaching moments of my life. I was psyched. So I'm like, I'm gonna keep it together, this is gonna be fine, nobody's gonna know I was crying. And then, so they all start their quiz, everything's fine. Antonio is one of my students in my seventh period class. He is about three parts intensely obnoxious, like unprecedented levels of annoying. But he's like 97 parts really cute. So he's kind of my favorite. So he gets out of his seat. He puts down his test. I'm like, don't get out of your seat. He's like, Miss Hawks. And he comes up to me and he gives me a great big hug. And he told me he loved me. Which was the last thing I needed to hear at that point, because then I just melted down once again. But that's why I teach.
Kate Hooks.